Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 20th of July, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 8 to 11. Hilkiah, the high priest, said to Shaphan the secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord." He gave it to Shaphan, who read it. Then Shaphan the secretary went to the king and reported to him, "Your officials have paid out the money that was in the temple of the Lord and have entrusted it to the workers and supervisors at the temple." Then Shaphan the secretary informed the king, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a book," and Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his robes. Today's article, titled "What a Find," was written by Tom Felton. While scuba diving in 2021, Jennifer's eyes fixed on a small green bottle at the bottom of a river. She scooped up what she describes as a once-in-a-lifetime find. The bottle contained a message written by a young man on his 18th birthday in 1926. The words requested that whoever discovered the message return it to him. Jennifer used Facebook to locate a delighted family member of the man. Although he'd died in 1995, his once hidden note brought joy to Jennifer and the man's family. In 2 Kings 22:8, we read that Hilkiah made an extraordinary find when he found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord. The high priest found what was probably the book of Deuteronomy, and when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he was both deeply moved and greatly distressed. Like the temple in Judah itself, God, the reading of and obedience to the scriptures he'd inspired, had been neglected by the people. In repentance, the king had the temple swept clean of idols and anything else that would displease God as he instituted reforms for his nation. Today, our Bibles contain 66 books that reveal God's wisdom and instruction, including Deuteronomy. As we read and listen to them, may the Holy Spirit transform our minds and reform our ways. Dive into the life-changing story of Scripture today and find wisdom to explore for a lifetime. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help me see the things I need to change in my life as I spend time studying the scriptures. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.